Good morning. Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, a class on Mavov, and we learned Siman Beis, where the Chayodim went through a list of various mitzvahs and the appropriate age for Chinuch for those mitzvahs. And then he says that this is a general klal. So continuing to clarify some of these examples that the Chayodim gave, and then we'll talk about some other examples beyond what the Chayodim spoke about. He spoke about the din of Lulav. And he said, Hayodei l'naneya chayv b'lulav. So the katan, once he reaches the time where he's yudeya l'naneya, he's chayev in the mitzvah of lulav. The father is chayev to make sure that he has a lulav. Now, the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Resh and Zion is a little bit different. Katan yudeya l'naneya lulav kedinoy. This is Tav Resh and Zion. Oviv chayev liknas lulav kedei l'chantko b'mitzvahs. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is that the father has to buy a lulav for him, whereas the Chayyadim just says he has to do the mitzvah lulav and doesn't have to have his own. But the Shulchan Aruch says that he has to have his own lulav. There, Mishaber brings that the Marshal says that he does not need to buy a lulav for the katan, and after the father's yotze with the lulav, he can give it to the child to do the nanuim and the bracha. Then the Mishaber continues and he says, but if the father is able to do so and to purchase for the child, it definitely would be preferable to do so. And he says that the reason why that is preferable is that this way the katan will be able to do the nanuim during Hallel. We know that we do nanuim in conjunction with the bracha, and then we do nanuim again during Hallel. If the katan does not have his own lulav, he will not have the opportunity to do nanuim during Hallel. Now, we know that the nanuim are not ma'akev. So a person takes a lulav without nanuim, bidi abed, he's yotze. So we see that the definition of chinuch is not to do the chinuch of the mitzvah in a way which is not the appropriate way to do it, the bidi abed, it's to do it in a way which is the appropriate way to do the mitzvah. So the katan should preferably have a lulav which he can use during halal as well. But the Mishabura does not say that it's a chiyuv. It doesn't go into the chiyuv of chinuch. It goes, if it's possible, it would be the preferred way to do that. The Bir Halacha points out that this is not really a ma'akev in the din of chinuch. The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch did not discuss it in the context of halal. They say katan who do not know him should get a lulav. Fine. Now the next question is: we know that part of the chinuch has to be done for a katan as if he'd be a galal being yotze to the mitzvah, because the goal over here is that the katan should learn how to do the mitzvah properly. So, what pratim go into that? So we could talk about pratim of the item we spoke about. It has to be a kosher lulav and a kosher eswig. It can't be a lulav or an eswig, which are puzzle, because we're training the child then to take a lulav or an eswig which is not kosher. What about the halacha of lochem? The lulav and the eswig and the dasim and the rabbis have to belong to the individual on the first day of Sukkos. And Beis Hashem Mashiach comes, and we will be going to the Beis HaMikdash. The chiyuv of the lulav has to be owned by the individual all of the 7 days of Sukkos in the Beis HaMikdash. Lochem is ma'akev in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days. Outside the Beis HaMikdash is only ma'akev on the first day. Does a katan have to own the lulav? So we're saying over here that it's not a ma'akev, the Marshal is saying, it's not a ma'akev that the katan should own the lulav, it's just preferred this way he can use it for the purpose of halal. The Mishnah does not say, well, you have to buy it for him because he has to be able to own it. So the truth is, in Siman Tav Resh Nun Ches, where he talks about the idea of ownership, and he talks about the idea of that if I have a lulav on the first day, lulav and eswig, and somebody else does not have a lulav and eswig, so how can I share it with him in a way that he'll be yotze? So the idea is Mataraman as the Hachzer. So I marked it to him. He's now owns it. He's Yerza the Mitzvah Talminim with it, and then he's marked it back to me. When it comes to Katan, we have a problem because the Katan can receive an item through Dasa Heres Makta. A Katan can receive an item on a Deraisa level, like many Rishonim. So then the Makna, whether it's the father or somebody else, is Makta to the child. The item, the child now owns it Midaraisa, but the child cannot turn around Midaraisa and Makta it back. So, there's a family which is poor, and they have one lulav for the members of the household, and there are three adults and two children under bar mitzvah, or one child under bar mitzvah. So the order of usage should be all of the adults, and then only give it to the child afterwards, because if you give it to the child first, the subsequent adults will not be yertze, because it's not theirs. The katan is not able to be marked it to the gadol. When you live in Chutz Loretz and you need it to be lechem for the first 2 days, so what do? The person comes home and he's marked his lulav to his katan. He can't get it back for the next day. So the eitz is not to be marked it to the katan. Just let him use it as if he's borrowing it. But an adult will not be yertze on the first day of Sukkot with a borrowed lulav. Can a katan be yertze on the first day of Sukkot with a borrowed lulav? So we're going to leave you hanging with the question, and we'll talk about this more in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.